This is like church, the back pews are all full. Come on up. Well, I'm Mayor David McGurr, and I really want to thank everybody to come out and helping us celebrate this project today. The first phase of the Central Park project, which is the renovation of the campus center. The second phase is also going to be starting today with the groundbreaking for the water park, and the contractors got a couple days head start on us, dug some dirt up out there to prove that things are going to happen. So it's a really exciting time for Huron and for the Central Park project. This project is completed, the campus center building work started last fall, and it was in really bad shape. It had mold thick on the walls, the ceiling was all falling down, the roof was leaking, but the structure was extremely sound. This thing was built like a tank, and we just had to go in and put some pig on the lipstick, lipstick on the pig, as they say. maybe it's the other way around. But we had no structural issues at all to deal with. Just all infrastructure issues. The heating, cooling is all updated. Water, wastewater, and internet, and all that stuff was updated. But the structure itself is extremely sound, which speaks to how well it was built originally. So this building is about 90% done, and you can do self-guided tours when we're done here and walk around the building. Please respect where there's the caution tape because there's still some construction going on. Some of the rooms, the classrooms, and the east end of the building won't be done for about another 6 weeks as we were focusing on the areas to get the 4-H and the park and rec moved in here so they can be ready to go when they hit their busy season. So that was our goal, and we're meeting that today. The 4-H will officially open for business, the Parks Department will officially open for business here Monday morning, and the 4-H will be moving here shortly thereafter. I really can't emphasize enough what this project means to our community. It's opening up educational opportunities, recreation opportunities for both youth and adults in this building, and then the rest of the project is bringing a wellness factor too. It has a third mile walking trail, a beautiful city park that has the water park in the center of it. And there's very few water parks that are totally surrounded by a city park. And that's one of the things that makes this water park truly unique. When this project got going, I've been worrying about what was going to happen to the buildings here for some time, and we had met numerous times with the owner of the buildings from Washington State after the campus closed about 6 years ago. And we had a meeting with him in December of 2010, which extremely concerned me. He had laid off all of his maintenance staff, he had shut off the heat, the lights, he had let the pipes freeze up, the boilers were busted, the buildings were in shambles, and he didn't have any plans to spend any money on them. And that was in December 2010. And I can still remember the day, January 28th, on 2011, about a month later, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and this whole concept was just in my mind. Of the educational, recreation, the water park, the city park, the whole thing was in my mind. So I got up and I went down to my office and I spent about 8 hours with Photoshop and Google Maps pulling off parts from water parks all over, and I put together a concept drawing. And that drawing actually went all the way through until we started the final design concept. And what ended up is very similar to it. With input from the neighborhood, we had about an 8-spot campground included, I did in my original concept. And that was dropped, but basically all the rest of the amenities are still in there. So that was on a Saturday morning when I had that. So on Monday, I took my drawing, really proud of it, and went over to Earl Norby's office because he had always had interest in seeing a water park at this location. And so I took my concept drawing over, and I showed it to Earl at 10 o'clock on Monday morning, and I said, this is what I think we need to do. We need to have a recreation facility, educational facility, a water park, a city park, all incorporated into a total redevelopment project. And Earl looked at it pretty carefully, and he said, no, I think I'm going to pass. So I thanked him for his time, and I went back to my office and went to work, and really wasn't sure what I was going to do next. 2 o'clock that afternoon, Earl showed up at my office, and he walked in, and he says, David, let's do it. And he put up $500,000 to buy the property. That committed to it that day, did it a couple weeks later. And so, thanks for that. And as the project went along, as you know, we had a fundraiser, and over 800 people donated to this project, a total of $4.5 million. And we could have gone out for a bond issue and said over 20 years we want to raise $3 or $4 million, and it probably would have got voted down. But taking it to the public, explaining it, showing them, everybody got on board, and they donated the money voluntarily and really had buy-in to the project. And that is the neatest thing about this project to me, is the community's buy-in and support for it. And once it got going, it was like a train. You had to get out of the way, you're going to get run over, because it was an exciting project. So I'd like to have Earl say a few words about the Norby Family Foundation and how they decided to get involved with this.
Thank you, David. And thank all of you for being here to celebrate really an outstanding opportunity for here and for the future and all. I loved here in college. In fact, I went to college here and I graduated. And I had extreme respect for the educational aspects of the school. And it was just a desire to make sure that this is always going to be in Heron. However, I also served, after I graduated, I served many years on the board of directors for the college. In fact, I was on the board when the last owners had it. And as the years went by, the educational aspect became less and less, and particularly under the last owners, there was almost no desire for magnificent education. When the school had closed due to the bankruptcy, we lost the educational assets, but at that time, fortunately, we saved the nursing program, which was so magnificent for our community and everything, and Dakota Wesleyan University took that over and is still here today with that. And the building then started going into decay. Dave McGurr and I had our discussions, as you heard, and on January 26th, my records show that in 2011 that we accepted that we would move ahead. And I was pleased to purchase the whole project by the Norby Family Foundation and gift it to the city of Heron, knowing that it would be an asset for the community for many, many years to come, plus all the population around here. Our future now is designed to make this a great addition to the community, and you all will be a part of that, I'm sure. I also want to thank all the people that were involved in raising the money and helping design everything, because there's been a tremendous amount of brain power that has gone into this and then the effort to raise the money for the matching bank money. So all of this gives us a magnificent time, and all I can say is on to the future, and we're here. So thank you all for being here.
You know, when we started this project, there was a lot of concern by myself and many others that we were tearing down an institution that had been here for 125 years, and that was not going to be a popular thing to do, and there would be potentially a lot of negative feedback from the community on that. And we had a lot of discussions on it, but the buildings were already shot, you know, so we didn't have a lot of other options. This one was structurally sound. The rest of them, well, when they knocked Forey's Hall down, they hit the north end of the building with the track hoe, and 150 feet on the other end of the building, the wall fell up, the entire end wall fell down. So it looked good from a distance, but it was ready, it had to go. And finally, in the end, we reached the decision that moving forward with this was not going to be easy or convenient or probably even popular, but it was the right thing to do, and it was time. Heron, I thought, was ready to accept that we needed something positive and something new to happen to this location. And the community backed us up on that, and I'm really thankful for the community for doing that. Another key group to moving this project along was the Huron Regional Medical Center. I went and met with their board and explained the project and the educational opportunities and wellness opportunities that it would bring to our community. As you know, they are very supportive of the Huron nursing program sponsored by Dakota Wesleyan University and want to see that program to be successful, to continue to provide quality nurses for our region. And they also are very sensitive to wellness issues and especially to youth who are not getting the exercise and opportunities for exercise that where many communities have. And so they stepped up to the plate and made a grant of $750,000 to renovate this building. So the work you see in this building today is responsibility of, the generosity and foresight of Huron Regional Medical Center. So we have Jim White over there, board chairman, John Singel, CEO, and I see a few other board members here today. And they didn't want to speak. They just said that they were glad that they could step in and help, but I did want to acknowledge them for what they did. The Campus Center building was built in 1970, and it was built by designed by the Spitznagel Group from Sioux Falls. And over the years, that group evolved, and they changed their name to TSP, the Spitznagel Group, or partners, thus the sound partners. And so anyhow, here we are 40 years later, and we ended up hiring the same architectural firm to come in and repurpose the building for its new use. And we have Sean Irvin here and to speak to, also Alan Weiskamp is here too, another one of their partners, to speak to the repurposing of this building, what they saw for its future.
Thanks, David. It was really amazing. A firm that started in 1930 and 40 years after its inception designed this building you're standing in for Huron University. It was a really exciting building. It was the hub of activity. It was the place where students gather. And what a more appropriate place to make a community center that, again, is a gathering point for the whole community. And so when we were asked to be engaged in this project some 40 years after its original construction, we said, absolutely, that sounds like a great idea. And it's so perfect that we looked at the sustainable aspects of this building. And you look at the way that you can be green with something, and what better can you do than to recycle a building that looks like it's lost its usefulness, but bring it back. And I think as you walk through, and any of you who get to do a tour will see it, that it's probably more useful than it has ever been in its entire history. And with the community rooms and the classrooms and the educational opportunities that can happen in this building, you'll notice that it's just a huge benefit to the community, and TSP loves to be involved in those kinds of projects that really give back wherever we can. So thank you for involving us. It's been a great opportunity, David.
Thank you, Sean. And one of the big challenges they had was bringing this building up to the current code. There's a lot of changes in fire, electrical, et cetera, codes over the years. And so that was a good share of the money was spent making sure the documents of this building are safe for the next 40 years. The Huron Community Campus will be one of the major users of the building through its classroom space. And as we know, that was started in the downfall of Huron University, and we lost our opportunities for higher education. And so a group of community leaders got together, and Jim White was the chairman of that and really was instrumental in getting it going, and started the Huron Community Campus. And that they bring in Dakota Wesleyan, Northern, and other universities to offer classes here, so that Huron still has opportunities for post-secondary education. And we're expecting a big ramp-up in enrollment this fall. We have about 200 full part-time students right now, starting from about 20 in the first year. And we're expecting a big ramp-up this fall, and I want Steve Oshner, the Executive Director of Huron Community Campus, to tell us a little about that.
Excuse me. Oh, thanks, Dave. Thank you, David. Wow. My English teacher from 30 years ago is here. I was a C student then, and I probably haven't improved very much, so the pressure is on. It's fitting that we're standing behind a Huron University podium today, obviously because we're on the site of what was Huron University, but also because of Huron University Foundation, we've been able to expand our programs at the Huron Community Campus. As David mentioned, 3 years ago, Huron Community Campus's only functioning program was a nursing program. Since then, we've added seven programs through Mitchell Technical Institute, two master's in education programs, a master's, a program for those who wish to teach English as a second language, a program for paraprofessionals, a program for those who wish to attend college whose primary language is not English, and we've had dozens of students who have taken courses online through Huron Community Campus. But we're not done yet. Beginning this fall, we will be using the Campus Center for what we hope to be our most impactful program to date. We will be offering the first semester of our associate degree at $40 per credit hour. This is a true community college concept, the likes of which no one in South Dakota, no organization, no town is offering like is being offered at Huron. So Mayor, City Commissioners, Earl, other people who have donated on behalf of the Huron Community Campus, we wish to thank you for your continued support. We wish to thank you for this building. We will use it. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. That $40 a credit hour is a great bargain for the students as compared to state colleges are about $280 a credit hour, and private colleges can be $500 and $600 per credit hour. So this is a unique opportunity for people in the Huron region to get a two-year degree for about an 80% discount on tuition. It's a truly amazing thing, and it's only possible through the legacy of the Huron University Foundation, which while the university closed, the foundation lives on and is brought this program to Huron. The new captain of this facility, LaRon Clark, our Huron Parks Director, he's going to be the center of his activities. They're going to move in this building on Monday morning, 8 a.m. You can come here and do business. Ron, do you want to say a few words?
Thank you, Mayor, and thanks for everybody for being here. First of all, I'll just say this is two words for us. I think it's a great opportunity for the City of Huron, including the Parks and Recreation Department, to do the things that we're charged to do. We have a great tradition of outdoor recreation programming and all the weather variables that we deal with that are part of scheduling outdoor facilities. And now, we don't have to be as concerned with weather as the year-round facility can provide, as this year-round facility can provide the public programs that may not be offered elsewhere in the city. We want to know what classes, programs, and room rentals that you want and need. Please give us your ideas, and hopefully an instructor can be found to lead youth or other programs. Welcome to this facility, and we want to show that the Campus Center and the department can be a great support to the Water Park and Central Park. Finally, thank you to all the donors and the contractors. I know the contractors have been working hard, and they aren't done yet, but they've made this the possibility that it is. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Another immediate occupant of this building is going to be the Butte County 4-H Department. As the Extension Service reorganized recently, they found themselves without a home, and they decided that this would be a great place for them to be and to feed off of the Parks and Rec Department programs and vice versa. So we have John Madison here, new to this building, Director of the 4-H program in Butte County. Welcome, John.
I think Laurent said it the best when he said that this is a great opportunity. It's not only a great opportunity for each of our organizations, but for the community as a whole, for us to work together and increase the educational programming to the youth in Beetle County. And you might be thinking that, well, 4-H doesn't really matter to you because you don't live on a farm. By the way, could we bring livestock into the building? Never mind. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. But in reality, 4-H is the nation's largest youth development organization, and we offer over 50 different projects, and they go much beyond just cows and cooking. In fact, just yesterday I was at a robotics training course that was put on by NASA. And so if you want to learn more about what 4-H can do for you and also what we can do with Parks and Rec, you can just stop by our 4-H office. It's right over there. Thank you for the opportunity to be in this great new building.
I just wanted to say one last word about the Campus Center, and that's to thank our general contractor, PC Construction. We have Justin, the CEO over here. He's also the head guy on the broom and everything else. And he was here with me yesterday along with a bunch of other people feverishly cleaning so that we could get ready for this open house. After we're all done here, we're doing self-guided tours. You can go throughout the building. Anywhere you can get without crossing yellow tape is fair game. And there's signs. There's 42 signs around the building that explain what each room is going to be used for. And there's one of them with a typo on it. I challenge each of you to find that sign as you're going around. So that concludes our rededication of the Campus Center. We will start with the groundbreaking ceremony in a few minutes. But first, we want to have a ribbon cutting for the Campus Center building. So if Sean Irvin, Earl Norby, Steve Oshner, Jim White, Ron Clark, John Madison, and the Chamber Ambassadors would step up front here, we'll cut the ribbon, officially rededicate the building.
Thank you. Thank you, David. I look around this room, and it's exciting to see faces I recognize. Like I say, I've been involved in this community for 5 years, and this community designed and built this facility. This really represents, the Central Park really represents your community. We were the designers. We took pen to pencil. David did the design, as you mentioned earlier, and incidentally, we do have room on staff for him in case he decides to end his political career or printing career. But at any rate, I've been excited to be involved in this project. I've been doing public projects for 33 years, and I have never seen one that has brought the community together in such a way, from the involvement from the inception, looking for the site, to the design interaction we had with the community involving the various user groups, to public opinion neighborhoods involving driving through town and seeing parking lots full of people donating $100 for this project. It just really made me feel good. I'm glad and happy to be part of this project, and thank you for allowing Stantec, along with TSP, the opportunity to work on this project. As I'm coming here this morning, I'm sort of listening to all this stuff about the Titanic. I'm thinking it's kind of ironic on the day, 100 years from when the Titanic sunk into the blue sea, out of the ashes of Huron University rises this wonderful new park. And while the Titanic brought together people from all over the world, this project is bringing people from all over the community and surrounding area, and that's what it was designed to do, and I'm very confident it will do that, and it will be a very successful, centrally located park for the community. The design itself brings together a lot of things, a wonderful park with sensory gardens, play areas, just gathering areas, places for swim team to hang out, the overflow when they have the big meets. It brings together a great aquatic park that involves a 50-meter pool for competition and practice for the swim team, involvement of the community. It has a wonderful leisure pool that people like you and me, who maybe don't like to swim so hard, can sit around with families in a great fun and play in an interactive water park, lay on a sit on a lazy river and float around and let the troubles of the day go away. To finally, last but not least, but have a wild ride down the Master Blaster Ride, which is a dynamic new ride that will entertain this community for years to come. And I think the unique thing, and the mayor kind of brought it up, about this project is we don't often get to design the aquatic center and the park together. And because that was done, it really did really spell your community. We were able to integrate history of the community, we were able to integrate aspects of the site, digging up monuments, finding things in places to create collection areas. And it was quite exciting to go through that process, and I think you're going to find, come next spring, a wonderful place to gather, and we look forward to that day. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, and Jim did a great job of taking all of the feedback that we got. We had 4 public meetings prior to the final design, and he took that feedback and really did a good job of integrating in the neighborhood concerns, and as well as the people who had input on how they wanted to see the park designed, and they did a great job for us. Money was a big, like I said before, was the big holdup on this project, and while it sat on the shelf for several years, and then when we had the concept for this, I probably thought, I really did think it would probably take 5 years to get it funded and get construction underway. But one, the thing that really got it booted into the high gear and put some emphasis on getting it done in a timely manner was the availability of New Market Tax Credit funding. And when I talked about the project and we announced it, I went around to some community groups and talked about it. Dick Warner came up and talked to me, and he does consulting work for Dakotas America, who is the New Market Tax Credit Authority for South Dakota. And I could spend the next 4 hours explaining what new market tax credits are, but suffice it to say that it's brought over $4 million to this project that we will not have to pay back. And without it, the project would not have happened. And I want to really give a hand to Dick Warner for bringing that concept to us. And in Dakota America's Dick's better half, Lynn Van Hoffwick. How'd they do?
Not bad.
Not bad. She's here to talk about what this project means to Dakota Americans.
Thank you for not letting people's eyes glaze over talking about New Market Tax Credits. On behalf of the Dakota America Governing Board, Advisory Board, and Management Team, we are just so excited to get to be a part of this project. Dick, thank you for bringing us to the table. Dakotas America has been awarded New Markets Tax Credit allocations, and that means we are given the authority by the United States Department of Treasury to attract outside investors into qualifying projects in the rural Dakotas, projects like this one. Mayor McGurr, your city commissioners, Paul Lynn, Jim Borsick, and Barry Cranston with the Greater Huron Development Corporation, you have all stepped up to the plate in just an amazing way. I can't tell you how many times I heard from the national transaction team that helped put this financing package together how impressed they were with the city of Huron, with the people from Huron, in their determination to make this work and their willingness to collaborate in such an amazing way. You deserve to be commended for that. We look forward to coming back for the grand opening. I don't think I want to ride down the slide, but maybe the ribbon will be at the bottom of the slide. But more than that, we look forward to seeing the impact this project has for many, many years to come for the city of Huron, the surrounding region, and for the entire state of South Dakota. Congratulations.
The interesting part about the New Market Tax Credit, you have to be in a qualifying census tract. And here in that track is about 4 blocks wide and 10 blocks long. And that's the only land in the entire city that qualified in this piece of ground out to sit on it. So that was just the luck of the draw for us that allowed this to happen. And I do want to thank Lynn. And it was a daunting project, unlike anything I could. They told me to brace myself, but it was something else. And frankly, oftentimes people would say, well, what are you going to do if this doesn't happen, if this financing doesn't come through? And I just went back to the old standby, failure is not an option. And thanks to our great group on the New Market Tax Credit, it wasn't a result. And Jim Borsick was a big part in that. He probably spent over 1,000 hours working on that financing package in the last April, I would guess. So in the last year. Jim, would you like to say a few words?
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate it. And good morning, everybody. I also want to take this time to thank everybody that for their role in this particular project, because I know there's been a bunch of contributions, not only from the Narby Family Trust, and we appreciate that so much, but from the community as a whole, it's unbelievable. As many of you already know, this is a tremendous project, not only for our community, but for our region as a whole. We envision this facility to become a significant draw to families in the outlying communities who have up till now been forced to travel great distances to enjoy a water park such as we're going to have here in May of this coming year. The economic impact of a project like this, and it's kind of interesting because that's what we deal with in our little world, is economic numbers. A project of this nature, just one water competition event, will bring a swimming event will bring anywhere between $75,000 and $100,000 of direct money into our community. And those dollars, if you believe in the economic indicators, will roll three to four times. So it's a major impact to our community. So as I understand it, the swim group has already been successful in attracting at least one, if not two, major events in 2014 to 2015. So it's an exciting time. During the construction period, we're going to see an enormous amount of activity as far as new dollars coming into our community with not only the construction groups that are here that are building the facility, but also the ones that are supporting the facility. Last year, we experienced about 11% increase in our previous tax dollars, which is a 11%, if you think about that for a minute or two, of the largest cities in South Dakota, the top 10. That was the largest percentage of increase in sales tax of any community of our size, which truly indicates that we're doing some things good in here, and this is only going to help speed that process along. So from the economic indicators and from what we see of the water park and the interest that's in this room and around the community, I just can't wait to see the water park filled, and I can't wait till May of next year. And thank you all for your tremendous support, and looking forward to working with you all in the future. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
him, and early on, like I said, 5 years ago, the Parks Board appointed a committee to look into replacing our aging pool, which was nearing a half century old and had a lot of structural issues and frankly was at the end of its life cycle. And Chairman Ghost is here on behalf of the Parks Board to say a few words.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't know what else can be said. We had a lot said today and a lot of people to thank today. On behalf of the Park and Rec Board, we'd like to thank Mr. Nordby and our Mayor McGurr and everybody else that's helped them bring together this project that we have coming. Yeah. I've been on the Park and Rec Board for a few years, and I remember sitting through a lot of pool meetings and a lot of wishing and dreaming, hoping that we could get this park put together. I was hoping my kids would be able to enjoy it, not my grandkids. And thanks to a lot of people in this room, we get to enjoy this next year. I know 43 years ago, my father donated to help build the pool at its current location. I'm just glad that us in this community have the ability to do that for our kids too. And all the kids in the room, when you go to that pool next summer, look around this room and you can thank them, because I know when I was a kid I did that, looked on the wall and saw all the names that were out there for all those people that gave that pool. So we're excited, like Ron said, for all the opportunities we have in this building for park and recreation and the ability to bring new programs to our community. And I just say thank you for everybody for supporting Park and Rec Board and making this project come to fruition.
Thanks, Sherman.
And we're up to the exciting part here. We have an iPad to give away. We had a contest to name the park. And the city worked in cooperation with the Huron Chamber to form a 9-member marketing committee for Central Park, because this is truly a regional attraction, and we're treating it like a regional, like a business, to attract everybody from all the state in here. And the committee hired Robert Sharp and Associates, ad agency, to help us develop a name, a logo, and a marketing plan to let the rest of South Dakota know about what will be the best water park in South Dakota. A naming contest was announced, and with the winner receiving a new iPad 3, they just came out. Over 1,000 names were submitted to the naming contest. Each committee member, along with the six staff members from the marketing company, chose their top 5 names. The finalists were passed by focus groups for feedback, including personal interviews of over 200 persons at a Minneapolis trade show to get reactions to the different names. Over 90% of the focus group members chose the same name, which was also the top recommendation from the ad agency. So we have some confidence that this name will be well received in the region. Out of the 1,000 submissions received, 10 people submitted this exact same name. And 50 others had variations of it. So a lot of people had it on their mind. Under the contest rules, the first person to submit the name wins the iPad. And anybody that's entered the contest had to click the little box that said, I agree. So if you submitted this name, you weren't first, if you don't get the iPad here in about 30 seconds. So we are very proud to announce the new name of Huron's Water Park, Jim. And
however, we do have something else you want.
We have some...
Go ahead.
We have some...
I don't have the iPad. Oh.
Well, we have this.
Oh.
Peggy, if you and Jim can each grab one end and hold it by the top. Like that. And just let it unfurl. New name of our water park. Splash Central. Refreshments are when we get done here, and so we want everybody to grab one to remember this day.
And I think it's a truly historic day in Huron. It's going to change our course for a while to come. Now, there was a second chance drawing for people who didn't submit the winning name, and we just randomly drew out of all the submitters, and so we have a $50 gas card to Josh Coops and $50 in Huron bucks to Stephanie Eggleston. And the winner of the iPad, let's give it a guys. They deserve a hand for just being plain lucky. And the iPad 3 still in his box, fresh from Apple, is Emma Smith. About a half dozen different variations already worked up, and those will also be going to focus groups for review and reaction to them. And once we go through that process, a final logo will be chosen, and it will start to show up a lot of places in regional magazines, state publications, all across the region, letting everybody know spring 2013, the place to be is here in South Dakota and Splash Central. So we're really looking forward to that. So we're going to have a quick groundbreaking outside where we got some dignitaries coming out to throw the first shovel of dirt. And by dignitaries, I mean some of the swim team members. We're also going to let some of us old fogies do it first and then get our feet wiped off and come back in. So we'd ask that everybody not go out there because we don't want to track the building full of mud. But if we could have Jim Malin, Sean Irvin, Joe Sherman Ghost, Jim Borzik, Peggy Woolridge, and Lynn from Dakota Americas. I'm not going to attempt her last name again. And go outside. We'll get the dignitary out of the way. And then we want some of the swim team members to come out and also get a chance to throw some dirt. And then after that, feel free to tour the building. Thank you for coming.